540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The heat is on this weekend across much of the nation. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Miami.
Record-breaking temperatures this week gripped cities from Philly to Louisville.
First thing on a hot day like this is hydrate, maintain cool, and then be prepared for the elements.
In New York, fire hydrants were opened as a way for people to cool off. The heat also disrupted train travel at Penn Station. Unprecedented temperatures in Maine caused ER visits to surge, with nearly 80 heat-related illnesses reported. Health experts are urging vulnerable populations to be especially careful of both the high temperatures and humidity. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
Federal, state, and local officials took a tour of the damage left after the South Fork fire roared through central New Mexico. Evacuation orders will be lifted Monday. Mayor Lynn Crawford.
We've talked about what do we do with the standing and dead trees. How do we remove those things? So we've talked about debris removal. We've talked about all the folks that live there that now are going to be coming back to the community. How do we get money, resources into their hands?
President Biden is at Camp David this weekend, getting ready for his first debate of the 2024 presidential campaign with former President Donald Trump on Thursday. Trump is also preparing, as CBS's Robert Costa reports.
Trump sources say he is getting briefed on various policy topics by several senators and is preparing to counter President Biden on inflation and immigration.
Russian attacks damaged energy facilities in southern and western Ukraine, the eighth such strike in 3 months. The BBC's Gordon Correa is in Kyiv.
There is a clear strategy to try and degrade that infrastructure, effectively to reduce Ukraine's will to keep going with the fight. I think a lot of the worries will be about the winter, when it obviously gets very cold here, and the concern that if the power infrastructure isn't rebuilt and isn't able to be protected by that stage, that could be very serious. But in Kyiv here and across the country, there remains that determination to resist Russia.
An Arkansas community is still reeling after a mass shooting yesterday. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
Three people were killed Friday and 11 others wounded, including two police officers who exchanged fire with the suspect. He's identified as 44-year-old Eugene Posey. Some grocery store customers huddled in freezers to escape the gunfire that left the store and cars in the parking lot riddled with bullet holes.
The two police officers and the suspect are expected to recover from their injuries. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Wisconsin, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Look around, this is all I know. This is all I know. right. Any 45 radio show. Shane Christopher Neal, each and every Sunday night on Max Inc. Civic Media Radio Network, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know who has a cold in June. Raise your hand. And my hand is raised. I don't know what happened. I got back from New York City and I don't know, maybe I got COVID or something. Who knows? It's New York and anything can happen in the Big Apple. Super excited for today's show. Why, you ask? Well, just per usual, just a ton of great indie music, mostly from Canada, some from the States there, but always happy to bring you some new independent music. And coming up this hour, Jesse T, my good friend from Kitchener, Ontario, song called Almost Beautiful. I caught up with Lyric Doobie out in Toronto at Canadian Music Week, going to spin a tune by him. Rob Fitzgerald, and if you follow the program over the last couple of weeks, you know I played drums for Rob Fitzgerald and on the video Bad and Boozy, and you can check it out on YouTube. It's a ton of fun. Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy. We're going to get to that right after this song. And here's an interesting story. I went to LinkedIn and posted that I was doing the Indy 45 radio show out in Wisconsin, and I got a great email from Chesney Clare. She was born in July of 2001, and yes, if you're wondering if she was named after country music icon Kenny Chesney, the answer is yes. At 8 years of age, she took vocal lessons from Chubby Checker's band in Branson, Missouri, and by the age of 11, she was taking piano lessons and vocal lessons from Tony Orlando's band, also in Branson. Upon graduating high school at the age of 17, she began making music professionally, and at the age of 18, she became interested in songwriting. Fast forward to 2024, Chesney has 19 records released on her very own label. Here's 15 Candles, Chesney Clare. It is the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I had 15 candles.
Did I waste them on you?
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county, heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy, getting down with everybody we know, here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time, put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime, brace yourself for one hell of a doozy. Get ready, get set, let's go, we're getting bad and boozy. Song. The band got everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. 'Cause that's just how we roll. Here at our favorite watering hole, there ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got
Rob, what are we going to get? We're getting bad and boozy. All right, Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy, Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I highly encourage you to check out that gentleman's website. It is robfitzgeraldmusic.com. And that video, Bad and Boozy, right now, head over to YouTube. That is me playing drums, just kicking it old school, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of country. And what am I getting? I'm getting bad and boozy. Not right now. Not right now. I'm perfectly fine right now. But during the video, I was definitely bad and boozy. Jesse T on the way. I mentioned that. Suicide Star. I'm going to be sharing the stage with that band on June 30th in Niagara Falls, Canada for Fill the Bus. We got a great event happening. I'll tell you more coming up on that. But right now, there's a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan called Autopilot. They had been around for some time. They released a brand new single. If you've never been to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, there's really no reason to go. Autopilot yesterday, Indy 45 Radio on Max Inc. Radio, the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's that?
Rob Barton on lead vocals. That is Suicide Star. It is the first single from the band's Isolation album called Mercy. We got Aki Maris in the band playing bass, and I played in a band with Aki for a while. My ex-brother-in-law, not even making this up, we married sisters years ago, and we have divorced them. But at one time, we were brother-in-laws. Les Saran, who also played in a band called Fusebox, which I played in as well. And the Hammer, Brian Hamilton on drums. Great band from Niagara Falls, Canada, Suicide Star. Now, speaking of Suicide Star, coming up at Taps in Niagara Falls, Sunday, June 30th, a great event starting at 12 noon. Miletti Productions presents Fill the Bus for Project Share in Niagara Falls. Six awesome bands going to be playing, all hosted by myself and my good friend Kendra Dyer, who, by the way, at, I don't know if it was like 3 years ago or whatever, Bobby Rock couldn't make it to some of the episodes of BS Live Rocks when we filmed it, so Kendra filled in, so I know Kendra very well. But six great bands playing, any day opens up the day, Black Sabbath Experience, my brand new band called the Arena Rock Circus, so excited about this, playing the best arena rock, Fomaletti, Suicide Star as mentioned, and Joni Jane and Rebel Souls, one of the best around Southern Ontario. It is at Taps in Niagara Falls, again, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. There is a Facebook event for that event. All right, I saw this gentleman a few weeks ago at Canadian Music Week, Lyric Doobie. It's back home, Indy 45 on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you.
Heard a story about a man way down south, rock and roll, his blood cigarette in his mouth. The wood and the strings became a part of his soul. He said he plays like fire going out of his head. The small town shows, he sounds like a ringer. Your typical Hollywood guitar gunslinger. Walks in the bars to steal the show, and then he walks out with all your pride in tow. Hey, you're gonna be a big star someday, driving down the highway back home. No, nobody's gonna steal that show, because everybody knows you're coming. In town, she invited me to drink and said, sit down. Got a story to tell, and it's on me. The best damn singing that you'll ever see. So mark my words, remember my name. Well, I got no pride, cause I got no shame. I had nothing to start, so I got nothing to lose. Nothing to stop me from singing the blues. Hey, you're gonna be a big star someday. Driving down the highway back home. Nobody's gonna steal that show, because everybody knows you're coming back home. Yeah.
not almost beautiful, she is beautiful. That is my friend Jesse T on the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. Civic Media Radio Network. I was at Canadian Music Week last month, hung out with Jesse T. We shared a couple of shots of tequila, go figure. And you can check out her song, I Can Be Your Margarita, over at jessiet.ca. In fact, I even had the privilege of judging a TV show with Jesse T in Toronto, which was called The Shot. A very smart artist, very educated, and clearly very talented. Speaking of talent, Marshall Dane has a ton of talent. He is on the way, but right now, I'm going to play you this song because this band I grew up listening to in the 80s called Honeymoon Suite. They were signed to Wii Records. They put out a number of albums, some of my favorite Canadian rock albums of all time. Of course, through the years, got dropped by their label, continued to put out music. Well, guess what? In 2024, they put out a brand new album called Alive. And you can buy that album at rockpapermerch.com, rockpapermerch.com. And if you buy the CD, there's an acoustic version, a Canadian bonus track of Alive. I'll play it for you right now. Honeymoon Suite, Indy 45 on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got a lot of noise in my head. Don't lose control. Pulling all directions. Don't want to go. Ride it all on me. I'm not afraid. Let it fall like rain. I won't wash away. Nothing that you say can talk me out of you. I don't need a reason not to try. 'Cause you make me feel alive. We don't need to have everything. Spend our lives chasing time.
Stuck in a drought, spinning his wheels, wondering when it's gonna stop pouring down. Look at the sky, what do I see? Feels like heaven coming down on me. This rain is like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that the storm was coming. Rain, this rain.
more. Bring on your blessings from up above. Lord, I'm ready. Won't you bring on the floods? This rain is like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know how long I've prayed for this rain. Troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know how long I've prayed for this rain like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know.
It's alright that you don't want me. Doesn't make me less a man. What causes us to turn our back on outcomes that we plan? So vexatious. You've taken off again. It's alright that you don't want me. Guess I finally understand. What causes us to turn back on outcomes that we plan? Take what it wants, let it leave, let it take.
Adam Bears, NT1078 is his band right here on the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Adam has, Adam's a super guy, great singer, songwriter, and producer. And I'm going to get into this story probably in the weeks and the months ahead. But Adam has done us a solid. I was in a band with a guy by the name of Sean Spensley, great guitar player, super, super awesome dude. And he got sick. He passed away a couple of years ago of cancer, and we had written some songs with Sean Spensley, and we recorded them at my studio, and, you know, they were kind of just very, very basic at the time. Sean went home, put some guitar solos to it, but again, unfortunately, he passed away, and the songs never saw light of day. However, Adam Bears has come to the table, helped us separate some of the tracks, get some better guitar tones, and we re-recorded it as a band playing to Sean's guitar. They're going to be out in August of this year. Super excited about that. And of course, I'll get those songs right here on the Indy 45 radio show. JDM after this one, Ken Tizard, Bar Stools and Broken Hearts. Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broke minds and broken bodies coming home to find the life and love before the war turned cold and broke down over time. Broke family and broken love, the tangled stories made up of the time you were away. The broken soldier's heart replaced. Stop pretending there's a war outside. Don't pretend to be a truth from days gone by. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken jobs and broken dreams, a little too old it seems. The life you thought you'd have lives only as an illusion now it seems. Broke wallet and broken hearts have put you in this place. The whiskey, drugs and cigarettes are filling up that empty space. Stop pretending it's just the way things go. Don't pretend to be more than the lies that we all know. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds.
the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken promises and broken truth, the radio plays songs from our youth, the bands that we both loved. Twisting words we sang like mourning doves. Broken world and broken people trying to get ahead. The sympathy that lies beneath for all intents gets left for dead. Stop pretending it's a war outside. Don't pretend to be the truth from days gone by. It's just barstools and broken hearts, another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head, another stranger in your bed. It's just barstools and broken hearts, another day, another start to face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill.
We'll be right back.
busiest bands here in Southern Ontario. It is the JDM Band. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, they played at Ribfest out in St. Catharines, and you can check that band out probably 3 to 4 times each and every week right here in Southern Ontario. Ken Tizer, Barstools and Broken Hearts before that. Shane Christopher Neal, I do not have a broken heart because I do not believe in relationships. I just believe in plenty of great independent music as well as a lot of great whiskey. Lyric Doobie, Purple Sky, ending the show today. Indy 45 Radio Show, Max Inc., Civic Media Radio Network.
Laying under the purple sky, another day fight to survive. I try to keep an open mind while I feed myself the lies. Will I wake another day, another world where I have my way? I think back to the light of faith. I'm wide awake to my dismay. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Flying over another dream, another day, or so it seems. I fight back, but my mind it leads to the addiction I feel. As I sleep on another page, another chapter I can't erase. This book is running out of space to depict my fall from grace. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Purple sky, show me anew. Blood, life, choices I refuse. Higher, higher self abused. Away, I'm consumed. Free, in a space I don't belong. See, in my head. Free, in a space I don't belong.
Cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.